All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's continue. So we are in Shar Hasheni, I should say, and we're going to pick up in the midst of section Beis, or Siv Beis, I should say it. So in the edition we're using is page Lamed Beis, and we're going to pick up the third paragraph in, or the second to last paragraph on the page, page Lamed Beis. Vimlo Yoshuva Ish Midarka Arab Yom Ras. Remember again, we're in the midst of what the Shari Tshuva calls the first Derech. The first derech, the first thing or the first trigger that causes a person ultimately to do tshuva. So remember again, according to the Shari Tshuva, that's when a person finds themselves in the midst of difficulties and challenges. So if I find myself, that in and of itself, says the Shari Tshuva, is a wake-up call to do tshuva. Now remember again, we have to be careful to say that every single time a person encounters adversity, that automatically represents that God telling me I've done something wrong. We don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does certain things, but at the end of the day, we use everything in life as a wake-up call to improve, as a wake-up call to be better, as a wake-up call, ultimately, to go ahead and try to advance our life. So even though he said, we learned yesterday, that it would seem to be that such a tshuva would be disingenuous. We're not fully genuine, since it's motivated by suffering, by difficulty, by adversity, as opposed to self-initiated. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts all forms of tshuva. V'im lo yashuv ha'ish midarko ha'ra'a biyom ra'a. But if a person does not return from his negative path on this negative day, and ultimately, again, he's afflicted with his difficulties, but yet he does not return to the one who is afflicting him. His sin becomes magnified, and his punishment becomes magnified as well. The idea over here is that if I suffer the adversity, I go through the difficult circumstances, and I don't use it to go ahead and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or I don't use it somehow as a mechanism for growth, it amplifies my shortcomings, and it amplifies ultimately my fault, which makes sense. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me an opportunity to be able to come back, excuse me, and I don't use it. By definition, my liability, my culpability is magnified. So he goes on, he says, skip down to the next paragraph. But if a person doesn't contemplate that perhaps the events that are occurring to him in life are occurring because of his sinful activity, or because of his negative activity, but rather he just simply says, as the Plishtim said, Kilo yado nag a banu mikro hu haya lanu. That ultimately, again, if he says like the Plishtim said, that this is talking about when they had captured the Aron. Right? Remember again in the war when Eli's sons Chafni and Pinchas went out to war, they captured the Aron, and wherever they had the Aron, they became incredibly ill. They tried to go ahead and write this off as a freak occurrence that, whatever, there was some type of stomach virus going around. But it turned out it was because they had the Aron HaBris. So one who goes ahead and suffers adversity or setbacks in life and does not internalize it in any way is a Philistine. I know perhaps most of us have been called worse things in life than Philistines, but Lamaisa, again, to be like a Plishti, meaning a Jew always internalizes the reality of his circumstances. A Jew always says, look, you know what, this just happened, what does this mean? What does it mean for me, or how do I react? To go through life and not reacting to your circumstances and not using your circumstances as a catalyst for growth, says the Shari Tshuva, is Philistine in nature. He says, skip to the next paragraph. So therefore, if a person does not even recognize his mistakes, and he doesn't even realize that he's done anything wrong, he says, So the Shari Tshuva says the following. Let's say something difficult occurs to me in life. Something difficult, some type of setback. So according to the Shari Tshuva's model, Shabbos says the appropriate model for life, I'm supposed to really do a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Why? There's something quote-unquote bad. I remember, again, like I said yesterday, I use the quotations because in reality, nothing's bad. Nothing's bad in life. But l'maisa, at the end of the day, every single event that is challenging has to be used as a catalyst for introspection and ultimately personal growth. So let's say I go ahead and something negative happens. I write out what I perceive as negative. I search out my actions, and I don't really find anything so bad. I don't find anything so bad. So it says the Shari Tshuva, so what do you do? Alav lefash feish b'masav l'chapez drachav. Look harder. Look harder. In other words, that all of us have inconsistencies, and all of us have things that we're not doing correctly. And therefore, by definition, there's no such thing as everything in life being in a state of perfect repair. There is always some level of disrepair, and it's upon us to find it, and upon us to try to correct it. He says, Ke'inyan shene'emar, nach besad rachinu v'nach korah. Vim ha'alim ya'alim einov. But if a person chooses to shield his eyes from any of his shortcomings, v'no alu v'nisu ra'ayonov, v'lo eferu drachov, v'lo yadu ma'ase yadav asher asu etzba'osav, v'lo mar lo chatasi. But if a person just simply chooses to ignore his shortcomings, and a person chooses to go ahead and just simply go through life with his head buried in the sand, saying, I did not sin, chatoso kavda mo'od. His sin, right, his iniquity is quite great. Kimo she'ne'emar, hineni nishpat osach al amrech lo chatasi. You will be judged. So the Navi says to us, you will be judged, or I will judge you, on the fact that you said, I did not sin. In other words, that sometimes, you know, to make a mistake, to err as human, as they say, right? To make a mistake, I understand. But to go ahead and then say, I didn't do anything wrong. To go ahead and then say, again, I have no liability, I have no culpability. That ultimately is not forgivable. V'ne'emar, v'telateihu misavi v'lo yada, v'tivar bo v'lo yasim leiv. V'ne'emar, yiveles adam tesalei darko. This is an incredible yisod. Because what the Shari Tshuva is teaching us is the following. You know, it's always important to understand, there's never an expectation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says of us, they don't want you to sin. Right? If you notice that, we've learned like a lot of svarim over the years. And never have we learned that the Ribbono Shel Olam's expectation of us is that we not sin at all. That's never the divine expectation. Why is that never the divine expectation? Because it's not possible, because we're going to sin. All that Ribbono Shel Olam asks of us is that when we do sin, A, we own it, B, we grow from it. That's all. That's the expectation. So the difference is that when I sin and I don't own it, and I don't grow from it, that's when my personal liability is amplified. Because that's when Ribbono Shel Olam says, look, you know what, if you're not going to grow from it, and if you're not going to own it, you're not going to grow from it, then I will hold you responsible for sinning itself. If you're going to grow, if you're going to do better, if you're going to be a better person as a result of it, then Baruch Hashem, your sin becomes a catalyst for your growth. But if you're going to forget about it, if you're not going to look into it, if you're not going to grow from it, if you're not going to analyze and not try to understand it, that's when the Ribbono Shel Olam seems to feel exceptionally disappointed in man. Let's at least begin. We'll just begin the next paragraph. V'tei devataskil. Therefore, says the Shari Tshuva, one should know and understand, ki musar Hashem yisbarach l'tov asa adam. We'll say, this is an important idea. Anytime HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us musar, so musar we could call it rebuke, chastisement, but really it ultimately means from a lashon of hadracha, of leading us in the right direction. Anytime that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Musar, know that it's for our benefit. It's always for our benefit. Ki imchata ish lefanav v'yasara be'enav. So ultimately, again, and this will stop, but if a person sins and does something negative in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Musar Hashem alav l'shlei to'alos. The Musar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rebuke of the chastisement of God, has two benefits on that. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with those two benefits tomorrow.